Are we collaborating in our majors?
This conversation examined how high school students heading to college and the workforce are missing out on important literacy skills. The discussion emphasized the importance of collaboration in making sure students are getting the most from their school libraries to assist their learning and academic achievements.
One of the best kept secrets that a school librarian is a certified teacher.
Among the panelists were UB Adjunct Professor of Learning and Instruction Susan Allen. Allen recently taught a professional development class for school teachers and librarians. They discussed the topic of collaboration and student achievement. Allen shared some of their comments at Wednesday's forum.
As an ELA teacher, I do not ever recall any college study encouraging, let alone requiring, collaboration with a librarian. Looking back, that seems ridiculous as the two subject areas work hand in hand in so many levels.
Allen says, surprisingly, even high school seniors who have taken AP level courses most likely need some remediation.
They probably need remediation. I mean, they don't want to say that because the assumption is that they are the star quality student. And a lot of what they have done through osmosis. They're the student that can pick things up and haven't had necessarily to have the instruction that another student might have to have. But they hit a ceiling. And that ceiling then is like, oh my gosh, what happens?
The discussion offered a critical review of the disconnect between what students know and what they think they know. Also participating on the panel was New York State Regent Catherine Collins. She says literacy is what drives academic achievement.
But we have to also remember that not everyone has access to the technology that's needed out there. And we need to make sure that our libraries have enough time, enough computers, and people there to help.
Collins says educators must work together with literacy and other programs to help in students' coursework. She tells WBFO News there are many learning gaps, and they're working to plug them all.
But we're going to miss some. But I think one of the most important gaps that we have out there are our parents.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.